Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another.
Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. To begin, we are having a beautiful conversation about shifting our thoughts and emotions. We're going to be better equipped to put on the mind of Christ by taking every thought captive. So in this episode, we'll walk through verses for you to memorize when you're feeling sad or overwhelmed. And our desire is really that your thoughts and emotions are replaced with the mind of Christ. So to lighten the conversation first, we have a fun question. We're just simply going to share what God is teaching us in this season. So, Jordan, what about you? Would you like to share with us?
So I feel like God is truly teaching me to be still and to listen. Our home has been handling some harder things lately, and I've truly let a lot slip this summer. I was talking with our other leader, Heather, and we both agreed that we fully believe that this is why the Lord has called our ministry to slow down this season, because he knew if we were going at full speed, we would probably crash. So for the rest of the summer, we are learning to set boundaries and just make a really positive schedule for my husband, myself, and the kids. How about you, Emily?
Yes, slowing down is definitely needed, especially when you have a lot going on. So I'm glad you guys were able to do that. So for me, God is teaching me so much. You'll see in the title of this episode, First Things First and Hurricanes. So I would say in this season, God is teaching me a lot of trust, faith, and complete surrender in a hard season. And so as the title suggests, we're not just talking about hurricanes to talk about hurricanes, but we recently had a hurricane in the Houston area, and it definitely got the best of our home and completely destroyed our barn. So we're just trying to cling to the promises of God and depend on Jesus through prayer as we navigate what our next steps are. So I feel very stretched in so many ways. And, you know, we thought it was going to be about a month, but it's actually going to take 3 to 4 months before we can get back in our home. So it's honestly just trying to find a good routine and rhythm and as much as we can to be consistent for my son's sake. So that's where we're at with that. Well, ladies, pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us for a special conversation. This will be perfect for any woman, so listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Emily, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Jordan.
Hi, ladies.
She is the co-founder of Redefined Sisters. We are thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we would appreciate it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we can reach more women with hope of the gospel. Thanks so much, sister, and we appreciate your support again. So in today's episode, we are reading from the CSB and the NASB translations of the Bible. And we're going to continue talking about how we can find rest this summer. Most importantly, by spending time in the presence of God. We live in a very noisy and chaotic world. There's always something grabbing our attention. So the one constant and greatest source of hope we have is cultivating time with Jesus, and that will always bring true rest and fulfillment. So whether you're squeezing that in first thing in the morning, or you're finding stillness while your kids are napping, or you're finding stillness at the park while they're playing, all that is important because everyone's schedule is going to look different. And you kind of just have to figure out what is going to serve you and your family best. So we are going to start by reading Galatians 5. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Verse 2, behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Verse 3, and I testify again to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation to keep the whole law. You have been severed from Christ, you who are seeking to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit by faith are waiting for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything but faith working through love. You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion did not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will adopt no other view but the one who is disturbing you will bear his judgment, whoever he is. But I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished. I wish that those who are troubling you would even mutilate themselves. Verse 13, for you are called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So you'll see this theme of love throughout chapter 5. It's in verse 6, verse 13, verse 14. Verse 15, but if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these of which I forewarn you. Just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. So in chapter 5, Paul is exhorting us as believers to put on the fruit of the Spirit and put off the works of the flesh, meaning we are to put to death literally the works of the flesh. So we honor Christ by loving others just as we have first received this love from him, and it enables us to love others. So in verse 14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, is super important. So how can we continue to find rest this summer? Well, we talked about it by spending time in the presence of God. We also talked about how we live in such a chaotic world, full of stress and anxiety and worry, constantly bombards our hearts and minds. So cultivating time with Jesus brings true rest and fulfillment. So finding rest for our souls means meditating on the truth of Scripture when you and I find ourselves in a destructive pattern of thinking. So we're to shift our thoughts, and this will change our behavior as we take every thought captive and put on the mind of Christ. So when these thoughts and emotions arise, take a few moments to find stillness in your day. Open your Bible or app, and most importantly, pray to Jesus and shift your pattern of thinking. So our mind is oftentimes the greatest tactic the enemy has to kill, still, and destroy. So I'm going to read some verses that you could even work on memorizing this week and in the weeks to come as you mindfully shift your thoughts and emotions. So our hope and prayer is really that you would adopt the mind of Christ when you feel yourselves in a destructive pattern of thinking. It's so important that when we have these emotions and thoughts arise in our hearts that are ungodly and contrary to the Word of God, that we allow the mind of Christ to fill us and to change us from the inside out. So these verses that I'm going to read, you could meditate on them this week, memorize them, work to memorize them in the weeks to come. And I hope they help you as you shift your thinking. Before we dive into these verses, I want to mention a resource that I've been reading. I've talked about this before, but I'm in a women's book club with my church, although I've been a little displaced right now, but I've still been reading Get Out of Your Head by Jenny Allen, and it's been a really good book. So if you're wanting a resource that will practically help you walk through how to shift your thoughts and emotions onto the mind of Christ, this is a really great book to pick up and read. So we will go back to our verses, 2 Corinthians 10:5. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And I will go to Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And Paul goes on to talk about the armor of God, which is super helpful as you're taking up the mind of Christ in every situation. And so I would encourage you to keep reading through that. Next, I'll be in Galatians 5:22. Next, I'll be in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So we are here to link arms and walk by the Spirit as we live a Christ-centered, joy-filled, abundant life in Jesus. So if we think about how God loves us, you may be familiar with the term agape love. It's how Jesus sacrificially loves us. And this love is an overflow of his character. So by his Spirit, we are called to imitate and sacrificially display this kind of love. So for more encouragement, you can check out the link in our show notes for a deeper understanding and study over agape love. But we also have a Fruit of the Spirit series that we released last summer, so be sure to check that out as well. And Jordan, do you have some key verses for us that we can memorize when we're feeling sad or overwhelmed?
Yes. So ladies, let's turn to Psalm chapter 119, verse 116. Sustain me as you promised, and I will live. Do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Next, let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 15. For the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy, says this, I will live in a high and holy place and with the oppressed and lowly of spirit to revive the spirit of the lowly and revive the heart of the oppressed. Next, let's turn to Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 17. O Lord God, you yourself made the heavens and earth by your great power, and with your outstretched arms, nothing is too difficult for you. And last, ladies, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. So don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. And Emily, did you want to go through our steps?
Oh, yes, our practical steps that you ladies may find helpful as you rest in the Lord. So number one would be to take a break from social media this summer. I actually did that, I think, for about 3 weeks, and it was very, very refreshing. So I highly encourage that. Number two, unplug from your phone and be still in the presence of God. Also very important. Number three, go on a walk and write down what God is speaking over your heart. So I find a journal to be my go-to, but the notes section in my phone is always perfect too. Number four, pick up a good book instead of binge watching your favorite TV series, which I know we all love to do. Number five, memorize 2 Corinthians 10:5, Ephesians 6:12, and Galatians 5:22, like we talked about earlier. And just to throw this out there, here's what we're not saying. It's okay to enjoy Netflix and be on social media. We're not saying to avoid those things. We're just saying if the Lord is calling you to take a break from social media and to find refreshment in Him, then I would encourage you to do that. Social media is not the enemy. It's really in the hands of the person that uses it and how they want to use it. So it can be good as well. So I want to encourage you in that. But we want to help you set healthy boundaries and make the most of your days as the Lord leads you to. So in order to hear God's voice, there needs to be some kind of space for a rhythm of stillness where we can intentionally seek Him. So, Jordan, what practical steps have you done this summer to find rest?
So, the first part of summer, I kind of let my body adjust and sleep in a little bit. I would probably sleep, honestly, until like around 7, so it wasn't as much extra sleep than normal because I would usually get up around like 6:30. But now I am really being mindful of when I lay down to go to bed. And I have been actually naturally waking up at 5:45, 6 o'clock, which has been really helpful. So it's just slightly before the kids, so I can let the dogs out and drink a cup of coffee in peace, possibly sometimes. But I am just truly thankful for that. God has truly been telling me to kind of hold back a little bit on social media because I have been very present in it, especially lately because of the ministry and also what I do for a few other groups as well with the graphics and stuff. So I'm truly just trying to pray and kind of give myself some grace and pull back just a little bit from social media for a few weeks, so I can really just dig into my Bible, especially before school starts, get my head in the right space, and just fill my heart and my home with that, just to let my soul have that rest. How about you, Emily?
Yeah, I think that's really good. Yeah, I would say for you, you do a lot of the content creating, so you are on social media a bit more. So finding ways that you can unplug a little bit is really, really good and helpful. So I took a break, like I mentioned before, from social media, which is really good to do. And I've unplugged from my phone and just sought stillness with the Lord. I love going on walks and just allowing God to speak to me. Sometimes that's walks with my son. So I may write something down if the Lord prompts my heart so I can remember. But I've honestly been reading more books than I have been watching TV. I do love a good Hallmark movie, but I haven't really been doing that either, which has been really refreshing. So I've kind of just slowed down in that way. And here lately, I've been sleeping until 7, which is really nice. But now that I'm catching up on some rest, I'll probably start waking up at 6 so that I can read my Bible before my son wakes up, because that's just something I enjoy doing, just having a quieter space to do that in. So that's kind of some ways I found rest this summer. And don't forget to keep track of which items you complete on our 2-week calendar that we released for a chance to be entered to win a giveaway. And you'll have to stay tuned for that community announcement soon. And Jordan, if you want to end our time in prayer, that would be great.
Yes, definitely. So ladies, we love prayer. We love the power of prayer and what it can do for our relationship with God and what it just does within our home and for our soul. So Father, we come to you with just thankfulness today. We thank you for the protection that you have given us from whether it was the storm and bouts of tornadoes that were in our area last night. We thank you for the protection that you gave Emily and her family as well during the hurricane and on their flight to and from their destination while they were on vacation. I thank you for your love, the love and the grace that we truly do not deserve, but you continue to give to us anyway. We come to you with open hearts and open minds for you to guide us in the direction of the narrow path. We want you to guide our feet and to continue to speak to us to help us grow, because we are struggling. There are many things that we are struggling with right now, Father, and we are coming to you in repentance and with love. Father, we come to you and just say thank you. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for the ministry. We ask you to help us continue to spread the gospel to other women, to have them dig into your word, to have them love you. Father, help us love one another the way that you love us, and to continue to grow our hearts and our minds and our spirit, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, and amen. Well, thank you for joining us, ladies. We hope to see you in our community this summer. We love you, and thanks for being here, sister. Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinedsisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.